This staff, in fact, was the oddest-looking staff that Philemon had ever seen. It was made of olive wood and had something like a pair of wings near the top. Two snakes carved in the wood were twining themselves about the staff. Old Philemon almost thought them alive, and that he could see them wriggling and twisting.
"A curious piece of work, sure enough," said he. "A staff with wings, it would be an excellent kind of stick for a little boy to ride astride of."
By this time, Philemon and his two guests had reached the cottage door.
"Friends," said the old man, "sit down and rest yourselves here on this bench. My good wife, Baucis, has gone to see what you can have for supper. We are poor folks, but you shall be welcome to whatever we have in the cupboard."
The younger stranger threw himself carelessly on the bench, letting his staff fall as he did so. And here happened something rather marvelous. The staff seemed to get up from the ground. Spreading its little pair of wings, it half hopped, half flew, and leaned itself against the wall of the cottage. There it stood quite still, except that the snakes continued to wriggle.